It is hour number three of Shirts and Skins with Chad and Trey. Pick out some stems and seeds at 2:45. That includes getting you ready for the football weekend. Some key guys out in the NFL on Sunday. At 2:30, why did December 3rd and 4th matter? Some interesting birthdays and holidays, none of which I know the details of. And in mere minutes, we get you D-Gens ready for the football gambling weekend with Sam Paniatovich. Sam P. I'm Trey Elling. Isaiah Collier is back in the Horn Studio and sitting next to me live from Total Men's at Anderson Mill and 620. It is Chad Hastings.
Yes, indeed. Love Total Men's. I am the walking billboard for them today because I did have my yearly well check. If it's that time of year for you, go to TotalMens.com. It is so easy. You can do what I did. Go to TotalMens.com, click that big yellow button, and then literally look at all the different locations. It's over. It's 20, 23, 25, whatever that number is now. This is the grand opening right now for 620 and Anderson Mill. Find the location that's right for you, or maybe it's find the time that's right for you, or for me today it was both, and I was able to do that. Total Men's always takes care of me. They can take care of you as well. Smoky Mo's Barbecue brought the barbecue. You can come out and get registered for some really cool stuff, but mainly we need your toys. Go buy a store, get the new unwrapped toys. We want to give toys to the kids for Christmas this year, so Toys for Tots is what we are a part of, along with Total Men's. They are doing this all the way through December 12th. So drop those toys by for Toys for Tots, ladies and gentlemen. So we're here at 620 and Anderson Mill. Come on by and see us for that. Are we ready to talk about all the games of the weekend, championship weekend? But, you know, we may get into that too. It is the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline. It is Sammy P., betting analyst for Nesson and the host of the Chicken Dinner Podcast. Sammy, how are you?
I'm good. I'm salivating at the thought of having barbecue. Whew.
Uh-huh. Oh, it's good. It's good stuff. They have a choice of sausage, turkey, and chopped beef sandwiches out here today.
Yep.
Hey, Sam, so before we get into this weekend's games, not just your money picks, but also some other games that are of interest to people, Action Network profiled Kevin Kelly in his season one at Presbyterian, which is obviously a team that you've been telling us about all year long. What are some of your biggest takeaways from this article?
Well, I thought the best part was that they just showcased everything that we've talked about all season. So they did a recap, as you said, of what they pretty much did. In 11 games this year, Presbyterian did not attempt a single field goal, not one field goal. They tried 48 onside kicks, recovered 9. They punted 13 times in 11 games, and they went for it 84 times on fourth down, converting 34% of those 84 fourth down tries. Amazing. And then did you see the part at the bottom? Didn't it say that if they faced Georgia on a neutral, wouldn't Georgia be like minus 90?
I haven't read the article yet. I just saw your recap that you sent to me, but that is funny. And probably true too.
Yeah, they went through and they like made numbers for Presbyterian against like the best teams in the country. I think they did Georgia, Alabama, Michigan, and I think the Georgia Presbyterian line was Georgia minus 89.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. Would you lay that, by the way? Just to check.
Well, it depends. Is Georgia in a sandwich spot? You know, these are all things I need to know. Is Georgia facing Auburn 1 week and then Presbyterian and then Alabama? Or is it just, you know, Georgia's playing Presbyterian and if they win by 100, they all get $1,000? If that's the case, like, Georgia will win 200 to nothing.
Yeah. Let's say it's Georgia with a month to prepare.
Oh, Presbyterian wouldn't cross the 50.
Presbyterian threw 35 interceptions on the year, which is 15 more than the number two team.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot.
Yeah.
I was looking at their schedule. I was looking at the schedule for next year. They have a couple games up. I think they go to Tennessee. I can't remember where not University of Tennessee, but they play in Tennessee, and they play somewhere else. I can't remember. But if there's a game somewhere near Texas, we have to go next year.
Oh, yeah, that is a show we got to catch before they realize they need to fire this man. Is there any chance he gets to – I mean, how long does he get to keep this job doing this mess?
I think he gets one more year, and if that's the case, I mean, we're going to bet the overs again next year. So 9 of the total games this year, 6 of them went over. the games that went under, the three games, the one total was 93, another one was 81, and then the last week they went under because they pulled all their players in the fourth quarter and put in some bench guys. But, man, how do we not run it back next season?
Dude, it's unbelievable. That's incredible. Can't wait for Presbyterian 2022. We're talking with Sammy P, betting analyst for NESA, and also check out the Chicken Dinner podcast. All right, Sammy, let's talk about America's team. If you don't live right outside Tuscaloosa or you're not one of those Alabama people, everybody's rooting for Georgia here. Please tell me you think they can lay this. Please tell me you think it's not a trap and that they're going to just step on Alabama.
Well, it's not a trap by any means. I think of it this way, and I'll sort of relay what I was told by a bookmaker in Las Vegas, Ed Sammons, who's been doing this for three decades. He said, Sammy, if Alabama and Georgia flip uniforms or flip helmets, what is this spread? I said, that's a really good question. Like, you know, if Georgia was Alabama and Alabama was Georgia, I said, the number's at least 8.5. And he said, I'd make it 11 or 12 just based on perception and the way that people bet Alabama. Like last year's Alabama team, undefeated, winning every game, huge. If that team was facing Georgia, the number would be 2 scores. So because everybody loves to bet Alabama no matter what, and people love to bet Nick Saban, especially when he's an underdog, that's keeping this line lower than it should be. But holy cow, Georgia's defense, they start an upperclassman at every single position. They lead the nation in yards per play at 3.7. They lead the nation in points per game at 6.9, and they have allowed 7 touchdowns all season. 7. Alabama can't run the ball, boys. Have you watched them this year? Their offensive line is probably the worst it's been in a decade. They're down to running back 3 on the depth chart because Brian Robinson has an ankle injury. It looks like he's not going to play, like a muscle injury. So if Alabama can't run the ball against Georgia, how are they going to score? Like, is Bryce Young going to go out there and carve up Georgia for 400 yards? No. If you can't run on Alabama, if you can't run on Georgia and they're able to just drop back in coverage and spy and double guys, it's going to be a long game for Alabama. I think this could be a 28-14, 28-17. I don't think it's going to be that tough for them at all.
Yeah, it feels like the Big Ten championship game is also headed for a blowout. Michigan and Iowa, the Wolverines favored by 11. That does not feel like enough to me, Sam. What do you think about this one?
Well, I know we didn't do the show last week because the horns were on. I was on Michigan. I took 8 points, and that was sort of a spot trade where nobody wanted to bet Michigan. Everybody was betting Ohio State. They were laying 7, 7.5, 8. Line got to 8.5, and there was finally a little resistance on Michigan. The game closed about 7, and Michigan just ran the ball down their throats, which Ohio State's not good at stopping the run, and we all learned that last Saturday. Funny thing is, though, those people that didn't want to bet Michigan, they didn't want to take 8 points at home. Now they're like, oh, yeah, I'll lay 11 on a neutral. It's amazing how that, like, one after one game, you're willing to now forget taking 8 at home. Now you want to lay 11 on the road. Iowa's offense is tough to watch. I understand that. But here's the thing. They are stylistically built to stop the run. The Hawkeyes are outstanding against the run. And Jim Harbaugh is also very conservative as a head coach. 4th and 2 at the 40, he's going to punt it. He's not going to go for it. So he's not worried about covering this game. They need to survive and advance in this game. I think this is a tough game for Michigan. They just played an A-plus game against their biggest rival. Now they got to get back up. I wouldn't be surprised if there is some adversity. I'm not going to say Iowa's going to win the game outright, but Iowa is built to stop a team like Michigan and make it tough for them to score.
Interesting. All right, Sammy, how about this Pac-12 game? Kind of one of, you know, the old saying is it's hard to beat the same team twice. So do you think they will beat them twice, or do you think Oregon has learned enough for the rematch?
I'm sort of doing that. I'm doing the, you know, hard to beat the same team twice. But really, I think Oregon was really in that game against Utah. Remember, that was in Salt Lake City. It was 7-0 at the end of the first. It was 14-0 Utah with like 3 minutes to go in the second. And then Utah got 2 touchdowns in the final minute. So the final score is a little misleading, 38-7. But when you think about the number, Utah was a 3-point favorite at home against Oregon 2 weeks ago. Now the same two teams play on a neutral field, and Utah's -3. like I'm not going to overreact to just one result in one game, and let's not ignore the fact that Rice-Eccles Stadium is a very tough place to play. It was a night game. There's nothing to do in Utah but drink and watch football. I mean, that place was raucous. It was loud. Iowa wasn't ready for it. They got punched in the mouth, and they couldn't get off the mat. But in this game, it's a clean slate, man. Like, I don't care what happened 2 weeks ago. I think you build in the fact that Utah spoiled Oregon's ability to go to the college football playoff. Oregon's going to come out with something to prove here, turn up the intensity, fix a couple of things schematically. Oregon has the best players. They have the most talent, and I think you're going to get their best effort in a revenge spot here. I like the Ducks in Las Vegas catching three.
What do you think of the Big 12 championship game? Baylor and Oklahoma State, the Cowboys 5.5-point favorites and over-under of 46.5.
Doesn't that total seem low?
A little bit, but at the same time, both of these teams play a physical brand of defense and rely on running the football. I could see it being a lower scoring game.
Yeah, this is the one game I hate to sit here, and you guys are in the heart of Big 12 country. I looked at this line and this total, and I put a red Sharpie X right through it because I have no idea where to start. And I think it's okay as sports bettors sometimes. I don't have to act like I know everything about every game. Like, I know a lot about the two teams, but I don't think I have an advantage or an edge in either side or total. Like, I'm not going to lay the wood. I'm not going to lay 5.5. You know, Bohannon is questionable, but the backup looked pretty good last couple of weeks. And I think these two teams offensively can get over that number, 46.5. But, man, like, I'll watch this. I'll enjoy this. But I don't think there's a good bet in this game. If you like something, and you listening, I'm talking to, if you like something, by all means, get in. But I don't think there's an edge. I don't think I have an edge. So I'm going to stay far, far away. I'll watch. I'll learn. And I will look to bet these two teams in bowl season.
Sammy, anything else on the college side before we turn to the NFL?
Well, we were trying to figure out, there was a rumor floating around Pittsburgh that Kenny Pickett might have COVID. That would certainly change the line. Yeah, of course. We won't know that. Here's the thing, though. We won't learn that. There will be like an hour before kickoff, and they'll go, hey, Kenny Pickett's out, you know, and then the line will just explode. I don't know that. I can't confirm that. We were sort of looking at that all week. There's a chance he doesn't play. He had the flu earlier this week, and he hasn't really been around practice all that much. I've been studying Twitter. Like, I search Kenny Pickett and refresh it every 5 seconds, and nothing is popping yet. But that's really it. I mean, those are the three I like. I like Oregon tonight, Iowa tomorrow, Georgia tomorrow. You know, there's not many games this weekend. But, that's pretty much it. You know, just those three that I like a lot.
All right, Sammy, in the NFL, it's kind of an ugly slate, but let's talk about these Cardinals riding at 9-2. They're on the road at the Bears. I guess if everybody's healthy, that's Kyler Murray and Justin Fields. Have we heard anything about both those guys? They both playing?
Both are questionable right now, I believe.
So, go ahead, Sammy. Aren't we all questionable, right? We're all questionable.
Yeah, right.
Kyler Murray, according to it was Adam Schefter, he's expected to play, so is DeAndre Hopkins. Now, again, we're not going to know that until we get to Sunday. But Colt McCoy has been just as efficient. And really, for me, it's not a bet on Arizona. It's a bet against Chicago. They suck. Like, it's over for them. They needed a field goal at the horn to beat the Lions. They needed a field goal to beat the Lions last week. The Lions have no wins this year. Matt Nagy stinks. He doesn't maximize their talent. Their offensive line can't block. I don't care if it's Fields or Dalton. There's no protection. They don't have many weapons. And here's the other thing. The Bears' defense has really kept them in a lot of games this year. Khalil Mack is off of the season. Akeem Hicks is banged up. Roquan Smith is banged up. Those are their three best defenders. They're all hurt. There's a chance all three of them don't play. I don't care. It's sort of the square side, laying 7.5 on the road. But this could very easily be 28-10. 28-13, even if it's McCoy, they could cover. But I also think this, if they officially clear both Murray and Hopkins, 7.5 is soon going to be -9, 9.5. So I have no issue laying 7.5 right now. I feel good about it, and that's the bottom line.
Great point about those guys being active. Pay attention to that one. And the marquee matchup this weekend of the NFL, Sam, is one of your money picks. That would be New England at Buffalo on Monday Night Football. Monday Night Football rarely gets the big game these days. Why do you like the Bills as 2.5-point favorites over the Pats?
Well, Let me tell you a quick story. I've been walking around work all day today, and, you know, people know that I'm on the Bills, and I'm in New England because I'm in Boston, and we cover all these teams. It's, oh, Sammy P hates the Patriots. Like, no, that's not what it is. I think if the Patriots were a stock right now, they were $10 6 weeks ago. Now they're at $125. They have won six straight. They have covered six straight against, by the way, a lot of bad teams, like Carolina, Houston, the Jets. They beat the Titans without Derrick Henry and Julio Jones and A.J. Brown. Like, they've been very advantageous, and they've played a lot of really bad teams. And you give them credit for that, but now they're only a 2.5-point underdog on Monday Night Football on the road with a rookie quarterback? Come on, man. I mean, like, I think New England's a very good team, but we're talking about them potentially being a Super Bowl contender right now, and I'm not there yet. I think the true number should be Buffalo 4, 4.5. I think this is a great spot in prime time to buy low on the Buffalo Bills. I'll look to bet the Patriots in the rematch in a couple weeks when the Buffalo Bills come to Foxborough, but there's no way I'm betting the Patriots on Monday night.
Boy, I hope he's right. Talk about another game. How many people combined are rooting against Alabama and against the Patriots for this weekend? I mean, really. Like, could Georgia and Buffalo have any more fans than they have right now, Sammy, across this great country?
It sounds like, Chad, you are cooking up the Georgia-Buffalo moneyline parlay.
There you go. Can I get that? Do they do those things?
Yes, they do.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, in this life, you can get whatever you want, my friend. We'll even feed you grapes if you want on a chair. I think that's not a bad idea. I just came up with that. I gave you credit. I'm going to take the credit back. How about a Buffalo-Georgia moneyline parlay? Take the spreads out of it. You know, you're not going to pay juice on that. That's not a bad bet by any means.
Yeah, I know it's what it is certainly what I'm hoping for, and I know millions of others are hoping for this week. Sammy, one thing we haven't asked you about in a couple weeks, what about this basketball team you told us about a couple weeks ago? Is it the Bryant Bulldogs that we're supposed to be paying attention to, one of your new favorites?
Yeah, I've been I've been waiting in the wings on this. I think they've played six games, and they're only 2-4 to the over. They've had a lot of games where they've missed 25 three-pointers. So something...
Oh. Wow.
Something weird is going on right now. Yeah, they lost the total. I went over 150, and a total landed like 147. They missed 29 threes in the game. And it's like, oh, good pick. Yeah, wow. Good pick, jerk. I'm like, dude, they missed 29 threes. If they make one of those, it's a tie. If they make two of them, it's over. But I need to watch more film on Bryant, figure out what's going on. Because last year they were outstanding from three. This year the threes aren't going down. So we need to get them in the gym and start putting up reps, because something ain't right to Bryant.
Okay, let me just double-check this math. If they're missing 29 in a game, how many are they taking?
That game, they took 45 threes.
Okay, so it's that kind of team.
Yeah, but you need them to go down. That's the problem. I think in that game, they shot 28% from three. If you shoot 28% from three, if you're Duke, you're not going over. If you're North Carolina, you're not going over. If you're Texas, you're not going over. You shoot 28% from three, none of those games are going over.
That is unreal. That is Sammy P. If you're on Twitter, at SP Shoot, also betting analyst for Nesson. He's the host of the Chicken Dinner podcast. Check him out. We do it every Friday about this time. Sammy, we always appreciate it, man. Have a great weekend.
Hey, you guys too. Let's barbecue Alabama, huh?
There you go. Parlay.
Apparently,
I came up with a parlay. Did you hear that? I'm an expert now.
Yeah, listen
coming
to
up
you.
With parlays. Parlays, dogs and bills. That's what I'm talking about.
Talking to Sammy P has really helped your acumen in that world.
Dude, I'm telling you. I mean, just from the fan perspective, how much would you like to sit and watch Georgia beat Bama like 34-10 and then turn around Monday night and watch the Bills just, I don't know, lay about a 28-17 or 31-20 kind of a deal on the Patriots?
Yes.
Wouldn't that be
awesome?
Because
that means Josh Allen is scoring touchdowns, which helps mine and Zay's fantasy football team.
There you go. It helped the Tent City Hobos as well.
I already hate the Patriots without having fantasy football to help me out.
Dude,
I am rooting for an out-and-out blowout.
That is it. That is what we need. All right, thanks to Sammy P for his time. Up next, we'll hit December 3rd and a little bit of the 4th. Why today matters. I'll give you a little why today matters. How about, did you know the birthday person was married to that person? I had no idea.
Okay.
I've known about this person a long time. Had no idea that's who they were married to. I'll tell you about the couple, and we'll hit some other stuff today as well. We're at Total Men's Primary Care, 620 and Anderson Mill. Give you more information on what we're doing here, toys for tots, and where you can come drop those toys off. Coming up next on The Horn.
Take 10.
Shirts and Skins.
Buckle my shoe off.
Oh.
Yes,
rolling
sir.
Through a Friday. Isaiah Collier producing. Getting a little bluesy here. You know this one?
Nope.
Oh, you reacted like you knew that one.
It just sounds good.
Let me hear it a little bit, Isaiah. Yeah, no, I don't have it. Sounds good, though. What is it, Isaiah?
T-Rex, Lean Woman Blues.
Oh. Wow.
I love that Isaiah loves T-Rex.
I dig me some T-Rex, but Isaiah can go deeper in the catalog than I can.
It's fantastic. What'd you say? Deep Woman Blues?
Lean Woman Blues.
Lean. Ooh, Lean Woman Blues. Even better. See, Isaiah has reminded me and all those fans out there that appreciate a little bit of 60s, 70s rock, go back into the psychedelic era and whatever, that know who T-Rex is. He's just making us go listen to him even more. Because I know a couple songs, just the first layer. Isaiah's going deep catalog on T-Rex with us. I love it.
I know Bang a Gong. I know the Cowboy song.
Yep.
I know Children of the Revolution.
Yeah, that's the one you asked for.
That's about it for me with T-Rex, though, and Zay can go deeper than that. I'm not surprised.
That is very cool, man. That's a good bluesy tune. All right, hope you're having a good Friday today. We definitely are because we're at Total Men's Primary Care, and it is toy drive time for them all the way through the 12th of December. You can help out with Toys for Tots, new unwrapped toys. I am telling you, the child that lives inside your soul is going to enjoy it. You just do what I did today. Go buy a store and go pick a couple of toys. I went with two. I went with Lego Batman and the Baby Yoda from Mandalorian, and I brought them over here and I put them in the box. It'll make you feel good because you're giving kids toys that wouldn't have toys otherwise. Thanks to Total Men's for being a part of it. Thanks for asking us to be a part of it. 620 in Anderson Mill is where we are. Roll all the way through 530 with RBKD. That's when we get you to basketball tonight. Texas and UT Rio Grande Valley is the opponent this evening at the Irwin Center. Our crew will be here till 7 collecting those toys, so if you want to get on by here, you can. But remember, you can drop your toys off at any Total Men's location. Come get registered for all the cool prizes we've got for you, including these Chinos boots that we have for you, all kinds of cool gift cards like Pluckers and Mighty Fine and others. Thanks to Smoky Moe's Barbecue for bringing this great food out here. I'm going to be trying these sandwiches a little bit later. I knew if I ate one earlier, it was not going to be. I was not going to be focused on the show.
No, you'd be napping during one of our gambling D-gen segments.
I can't nap during Sammy P. I never do that. So thanks to Total Men's for having us out. All right, it is December 3rd, and we'll hit a little bit of the 4th. Let's tell you why today matters to us.
Why Today Matters, brought to you by Sinus and Snoring Specialist. Get sinus and snoring relief with Dr. Daniel Slaughter at Sinus and Snoring Specialist. 512-601-0303 or sinussnoringent.com.
All right, Trey, let's see if you know. Today is the 61st birthday of one Daryl Hannah. Do you know who Daryl Hannah is married to and has been married to since about 2018? They met in 2014.
No.
I did not know this. Daryl Hannah, apparently, if Wikipedia can be believed, we know they're the gospel. She's married to Neil Young.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
They met in 2014, married in 2018.
Good for Neil Young.
She's had a couple other famous relationships and marriages and stuff like that. She was with Jackson Brown for years. I didn't know that.
Oh, so she's drawn to the musician lifestyle.
Kind of into the musician thing, yeah. Neil Young is 15 years older than Daryl Hannah.
Like I said, good for Neil Young.
I would love
Godfather of grunge.
I would love to know, assuming they still get along, I would love to know what the two of them talk about. Both strike me as super interesting people. They've led really interesting lives. What do they talk about?
They're both apparently into beekeeping, so they talk a lot of bees.
A lot of honey talk.
Yeah.
A lot of honey talk. There it is.
Now, Daryl Hannah is an old school hottie, Chad. There are some hotties across the board in terms of birthdays today and tomorrow. How about Amanda Seyfried?
Very attractive. Yes.
Known maybe for Mean Girls, but she's done a lot since then. Very good actress, by the way. I think she's
good.
Been nominated for an Oscar or two. Also, Julianne Moore.
Yep.
Has a birthday today.
Big Lebowski.
Big fan of hers. And then Marissa Tomei.
Marissa Tomei.
When we're talking about excellent hotties that are in their 50s.
57
Marissa
tomorrow.
Marissa Tomei is maybe in my top three. 57 tomorrow.
Yeah, this new Spider-Man run they're on right now with Tom Holland, they had a genius idea when they decided Marissa Tomei should be the new Aunt May. Because Aunt May was always an old gray-haired lady. When they made Marissa Tomei, it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
Here we go. And there's a scene in one of those movies where Tony Stark, Robert Downey Jr. shows up, and he's kind of flirting with Aunt May. And you buy every bit of it because it's RDJ and right. Marissa Tomei. Like, come on, man.
That's right.
Happy birthday to her tomorrow. By the way, for the Lebowski double, how about Jeff Bridges with a birthday tomorrow?
The dude.
The dude's 72 tomorrow.
He is another great actor and was obviously killer in that movie.
Yeah, he was.
I'm a little bit disappointed that they took it the commercial route, though, a few years ago for the Super Bowl. Remember that? Where the dude was
shilling
something. What was it?
Kahlua
or something?
I can't remember either, but you better get ready for the shilling because tomorrow is the 52nd birthday of Jay-Z. Are you prepared for the sellout Super Bowl halftime show of all sellouts? Like, are you really ready for this? Are you ready to watch Snoop Dogg, Jay-Z, and Eminem officially sell their soul? And then whatever was left of Kendrick Lamar's, get rid of his too? Are you ready for all this?
Look, Snoop sold his soul a long time ago. The other ones, it's a little bit disappointing. But it is also the Super Bowl halftime show.
It is. I'm sad for Kendrick. I'm sad for Kendrick above all else.
Well, Kendrick makes the least sense out of all of those guys. I mean, I know Kendrick has a certain legendary status, but the rest of the folks performing at the halftime show this year are in that icon category.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, it's just, look, it's one of those things. Everybody's got a different definition, I guess, of what's the level of selling out and all those different things. But for them, I also just feel for them. How are you going to pull this off?
Oh, they'll pull it off, no problem.
The language stuff,
no problem.
I don't know.
But the Rolling Stones have performed the halftime show before.
Yeah, they have, but the Rolling Stones songs, best songs, are not full of vulgarity.
Okay.
Wonderful, glorious vulgarity. That's what I'm going to miss. It just doesn't make sense. I mean, you're going to have to do Lose Yourself because it has less swears from Eminem. You're going to have to do, which one is it? Oh, California Love. You have to because that's one of the Dre tunes that actually doesn't have swearing.
Look, maybe Super Bowl Sunday, Jay-Z will have 99 problems, but an itch ain't one.
Oh, golly. Yeah, please don't do that song. If he does that, I will be sad because it's my favorite Jay-Z song. And they'll neuter it, and it'll make me upset.
Well, is that a song that he's even still doing in 2021?
I hope. But you know me.
I get it.
I want the song.
I'm just wondering if that song has been canceled from the set list.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm one of those guys that'll tell you the Stones can still play Brown Sugar. But, you know, it's a whole discussion people want to have. I get it. Also, musically, it's Ozzy's birthday today, 73.
Ozzy.
He's a year older than Jeff Bridges. Can we get those two in a room talking, please? Can I get that?
I want to hear Jeff Bridges. I don't know how much I want to hear Ozzy talk.
By the way, can we just take a moment that Ozzy got to 73? Like, he's been through a lot of stuff. That ATV accident was horrifically bad.
When was that?
That was, it may be 10 years ago now that he had the ATV accident.
After the show, right.
After the reality show. And then there was the condition. I do not know what it's called, but Ozzy was diagnosed with something a couple years. Parkinson's? A couple years ago? I mean, Ozzy's been through a lot.
Have you heard that during the taping of that TV show that Sharon had him hopped up on all sorts of stuff? Like, she was giving him medications that was exacerbating his condition more so than what it naturally was.
I have not heard that. That doesn't shock me, but I haven't heard it.
I've read a couple of different things about that. And knowing the type of person that Sharon Osbourne is, too, it would not surprise me.
She's hardcore, man. That's the woman that held the rest of the band Black Sabbath hostage for the name and said, you walk out on that stage with my husband, you're Black Sabbath, but you do anything else without him, you are never Black Sabbath again. Sign here, or we're not going out on stage. She did that. That's Sharon.
She's evil.
That's Sharon Osbourne, kids. Happy birthday to Ozzy today. He is 73 years old.
One of the all-time great Playboy spreads has a birthday today, too.
Is that right?
Katarina Witt.
Oh, Katarina's awesome. Love her. One of my favorite athletes of all time. She's such a badass. When you're such a badass, you make me root for a German figure skater in the Olympics. you're a badass. When I'm an American and you make me root for a German.
Yep.
That's just how cool she was. Yeah, Katarina, beautiful, talented, classy, just the whole thing, man. She's terrific. Trey, it's National Bartender Day. Have you ever been a bartender yourself?
No.
I never have either.
No.
It's an art form that I highly respect.
I tried at one point, but was either not good looking enough, not personable enough, or some combination of the two.
Your RDF would be interesting as a bartender, because I don't know that you would give back the feeling they would need.
Well, it would work at one of those bars where the intent of the bartenders is to make the customers feel as bad about themselves as possible.
The aloof
and
bar.
We only offer the simplest of drinks. Like, we don't mix the fancy drinks. We don't do daiquiris.
Right.
There are a lot of those bars that exist nowadays, thanks to hipsters. I mean, your local neighborhood bar is certainly one of those, but there are bars that are geared towards that now. I might thrive in that environment.
That could be good, because you as a bartender would be like, here's what we do. We do stuff and stuff. If you put a second and in it, or it's got a fancy name, get out. Now.
There's also a string of bars, one of which was in Dallas, called Dick's Last Resort. Did you ever hear about this bar? Where they were going, they would go out of their way, the servers, and then also the bartenders would go out of their way to be a jerk to the customers.
Yeah.
I would kill at that bar.
Good bartenders they're hard to find. When you find one, definitely, you know, massage that relationship. That's not the right word. Definitely tip them heavily. Tip them around the holidays. We're glad all of our bartenders, hopefully a lot of our bartenders, are back to it nowadays in a hopefully more normal feeling world. But it's a truly cool thing too. I'll admit, when I saw the movie Cocktail, highly jealous of the whole Tom Cruise, the dude, they're throwing bottles around, getting the girls. I mean, I was jealous of that.
Oh, I learned how to light the book of matches. Well, like while you're throwing it across the bar to somebody who needs a light,
or you bend
one of the matches back. You do all this with one hand, bend one of the matches back, and then throw it as you're essentially flicking to light the match, and it ends up usually landing like it needs to with the match burning for the person that needs the light. It was a cool trick back in the day.
So if anybody is on Twitter, I'm at CHastings1049 on Twitter. My picture on Twitter has not changed pretty much since I started it. It's a picture of me in 09 in Vegas, and when I had hair, and I'll have this much hair again soon if I can't pick football games any better. But, Trey, me, my wife, and the Sacamanos go to Harrah's. You familiar where Harrah's is in Vegas?
Yeah.
Right down the strip. Harrah's has
That is a lot of hair for you.
Harrah's has an outdoor bar. If you love the cocktail vibe, go to the outdoor bar at Harrah's, because these guys are crazy. It's like five or six of them at the same time. And at one point, you know the big silver shakers that they pour drinks out of?
Yeah.
My man's got literally 9 or 10 of them and could pour 9 or 10 drinks at one time.
What?
I mean, they're doing all that kind of stuff, throwing the bottles to each other, throwing the shakers to each other, and making all these. We were just thinking up drinks to order. We were just telling them, what requires you to do more work? We want you to show off. What do we need to order? And they would go, order whatever, 6 of these, or for you and all these people, order that, and it's the best show, and we'll do it.
So they really did take the cocktail thing and run with it.
Yes, it's incredible. It's if that's what you like. We sat there all day because we were so entertained and then eventually so hammered. So that's where that picture comes from, if anybody actually cares. So
you do look hammered in this picture, too.
Oh, yeah, I am not sober. That is a not sober. You can't see the eyes because of the sunglasses.
Yeah, you're wearing the Matrix sunglasses, kind of.
Yeah, I ain't sober in that picture, brother. Not at all. National Bartender Day. Shout out to all of our great bartenders. And shout out to Total Men's Primary Care. Not only can they take care of all your needs, again, they see men, women, and kids now. That's Total Care Facilities. Can see everybody in the family. You can do COVID testing. You can get your yearly well check like I did today at another location. But today it's also about the toy drive. Toys for Tots. Bring your toys, new unwrapped toys, out until December 12th to any Total Men's location. If you want to come see us today, we're at 620 and Anderson Mill. It's been a good location. This one is just opening up now, so grand opening stuff going on. That is why we are out here. So get on out here and help us with Toys for Tots. We're here all the way through 5:30 with RBKD. Coming up, it's Stems and Seeds. Before we get out of here, I don't even know what Trey's referencing, but he's telling me there's guys we need to know about in the NFL that may not play. I haven't heard about it. He'll tell you and me coming up on the Horn.
Shirts and Skins.
Just about to wrap it up on a Friday, but we'll continue here at Total Men's Primary Care with RBKD. Kevin and Rod will take over, take you up to 5:30. That's pregame for basketball. What are we finishing with here, Isaiah?
A little Taylor Dane.
Ooh, Taylor Dane, tell it to my heart. What did you think of Taylor Dane?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, love Taylor Dane. A little spooky, but she also has that girl next door look about her, but when she really busts those pipes, yeah, she can get down.
Cool, spooky white chick that might hurt you, but you'd enjoy it. Taylor Dane, man, always loved, I'm with you, I've always loved Taylor Dane. Always had that, like, power forward hottie vibe to her. Am I wrong?
No, power I feel forward. You.
Like, I know Taylor Dane's taller than I am. I know she is. She's got to be. She just always struck me as that big frame, big, tall frame. I don't know if Amazon's the right word, the Amazonian hottie. But yeah. Taylor Dane always felt like she could take care of herself.
Yeah, it always seemed like she had a really big mouth. Like, physically a big mouth, not figuratively.
Yeah, it's one of the things I loved about Big Beautiful Smile.
Yeah.
Always loved that with Taylor Dane. And the talented voice, too. You're right, Isaiah. Don't put her in that 80s, you know, the 80s box where nobody, you know, where she wasn't a great singer. That woman can sing. I hope she's still out there doing it. That'd be cool. Taylor Dane finishing it off from Isaiah today. He started with the Bengals and he ended with Taylor Dane. If you want to know where Isaiah's true love lies musically. All right, before we get to Stems and Seeds, apparently Tom McKay of Audio Visual Consultations has called in. Tom, what's going on, brother?
Not much. Just got out of a very long meeting with Bucky Godbolt at his compound and figured I'd better call in. And I wanted to give y'all, not y'all necessarily, but everybody a little PSA because Bucky decided to start asking me about the appropriate amount to tip people during the holidays.
Oh, there
and
we go.
Ooh, love this.
I wanted to tell him that, and I did tell him that there is no appropriate amount to tip someone. But you should tip anyone that is offering you a service and you feel good about that service. I'm not talking about my company in any way, shape, or form here. But if you go into some place and it's $10, you only have a 20, just tell them to keep the change. It's Christmas. It'll make their day. 100% tip is a beautiful thing. If it's not going to hurt you, give it to them. Because most of the people that are doing service for other people aren't getting paid nearly enough right now. And let them have a good Christmas, too. That's my opinion of it. And I think everybody could really, if you get a big tip as a service in, I used to be in the service industry a long time ago. I'm talking about bars and restaurants primarily. But if you get a big tip, not only do you want to take care of that person better the next time they come in, You make that person so happy for the whole day that they're going to make other people happy as well. And there's nothing like spreading some cheer at this time of year.
My favorite person to tip, Tom, is the guy who collects our garbage each and every week. It is a thankless job. And those people are true heroes in society right now. How do I know that? Well, I've been to New York City when the garbage guys there have been on strike, and we get to see the garbage pile up on the sidewalk. So I am very thankful my garbage guy. Hey, real quick before we let you go, you were just meeting with Bucky. How many times did he lose his car keys during the hour meeting that y'all had?
Actually, we had to talk about his car because Bucky's driving an old piece of junk right now since he still hasn't got a new car, I guess, from when he got in a wreck on his way to his nail appointment, which, sorry, if a guy is on the way to a nail appointment, he deserves to get in a car wreck. The
wow.
But I don't think you lose the keys to this thing, because if he did, I think you could still push start it. It's so old.
Man, Tom, always good to hear from you, brother, and thank you for this Frogger game. Some kid is going to have a better Christmas because of Frogger. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
You guys have a great one.
Dude, that's awesome.
Thanks, Tom.
Lose my mind if I'd have gotten that as a kid. Tom McKay did drop some toys by. We hope you did as well. If not, you can do it until the 12th at any Total Men's location. Let's get you Stems and Seeds and a couple NFL notes.
No stress, no seeds, no stems, no sticks.
And it all works out because it's brought to you by AV Consultations, 255-8678, or go to avconsultations.com. What do we need to know, Trey, for the NFL?
Kyler Murray and DeAndre Hopkins are going to be game-time decisions, Chad, in Arizona, Chicago. It looks like Andy Dalton will, in fact, start that game. Justin Fields is doubtful. Matt Nagy said today that he will start for a second straight week. Roquan Smith is questionable to play, which would obviously be a big detriment to a depleted Chicago Bears defense. DeAndre Swift still a week away, according to Dan Campbell, for the Detroit Lions. And Dalvin Cook, of course, is out with a shoulder injury for a couple of weeks. Daniel Jones, the other notable name, New York Giants starting quarterback, he will be out with a neck injury this week. They're playing the Dolphins. Mike Glennon will start in his place.
Mike Glennon,
capable of doing the Giants' taxes and then also starting the occasional game for them.
Is it just me, or are the Miami Dolphins setting up to win every game they play now?
They may be Super Bowl champs when it's all said and done.
I am starting to buy it. Look, I'm going to just say it now. Rick Sacamano's youngest, Colin Sacamano, the NFL freak, fantasy freak, and Ravens fan, has he has told me that the Dolphins are winning the Super Bowl. And since he told me this a couple weeks ago, there's been nothing to say he's crazy.
Look, a lot of people had given up on Tua after he had returned from the injury that he had to start the season. Didn't look great. He has looked spectacular in the last month or so.
He really has.
That team is clicking on both sides of the ball right now. They're a force to be reckoned with. And for some reason, they were only 2.5-point favorites the last I checked over the Giants. That's a line I'm jumping all over.
We got to remember that injury that brought him into the league. Given that time, he is starting to look like an NFL quarterback. You're right. All right, that is Trey Helling, kids. I'm Chad. Thanks to our crew out here at Total Men's Primary Care. We're going to stick around because RBKD is going to be here, so come on out. They'll be here till 5:30. Crew's going to stick till 6. Come bring those toys for Toys for Tots, the 620 and Anderson Mill location. Thanks to everybody who was a part of it. Thanks to Smokey Mo's Barbecue again for coming out. And, of course, thanks to Isaiah Collier back in the studio, producing, dealing with all of it, even when things get a little crazy. Zay, we appreciate you. Have a great weekend. All of you have a great weekend. Can too. See you.